You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report from the NZ Drug Foundation has highlighted the need for safer drug laws to focus on harm reduction. Experts from the foundation believe that stronger action needs to be taken in order to combat the growing statistics of overdoses, substance abuse, and drug-related deaths. I spoke to the foundation's policy director, Dr. Yasik Kawodje, about how the laws need to change and how drug addiction should be addressed. How do you think New Zealand's current drug laws are affecting drug-related harm, and what changes do you think are needed?
So at the moment we're losing almost 3 New Zealanders per week to overdose. The methamphetamine and cocaine use has doubled in the past year. And new toxic substances like nitazenes are already killing people here in New Zealand. And in fact, since 1975, all the measures such as addiction, overdose deaths, and criminalizations have increased. I think it's time for a change. We've had almost half a century of drug laws, of the current drug laws causing harm to New Zealanders, and I think it's time to change. What we see is that our drug laws do not effectively discourage drug use, but they do outlaw overdose and harm reduction measures that we could use. In terms of the recommendations that we make, I think a really good starting point would be to decriminalize personal possession and use of drugs. We have seen this as an effective intervention to reduce drug harms, such as removing stigma, improving access to help and health-seeking interventions, and reducing the disproportionate impacts of criminalization on New Zealanders. We've seen evidence from Portugal that has had decades of experience with decriminalization. Portugal has seen a steep drop in overdoses and HIV transmission since implementing decriminalization policies, and now has one of the lowest rates of drug-related deaths in the European Union.
How can we make sure we focus on prevention rather than, you know, just dealing with it after it's happened?
I think drug decriminalization is, again, a really good step to improve peaking people seeking help early. If you know that that your activity can land you in jail, you are quite unlikely to seek help. And I think it's really important that people do seek help quite early on, and they maintain that really, really low threshold for engaging with services, for seeking support when things may not be turning out well for them. Any measures that increase the likelihood of people seeking help before problems increase is generally a good intervention. We would like to see redirection of resources from policing low-level drug offences to health and harm reduction. We know that without significant investment into treatment, early intervention, and culturally appropriate services, the law reform outcomes are not can be a bit muted. So this is really important to couple the departure from punitive measures with redirection of efforts into health and harm reduction.
While we should treat drug addiction as a health issue rather than a criminal offence, how should drug users that cause harm to vulnerable people be treated?
Yeah, so most people who use drugs or illicit substances experience limited harms and are unlikely to cause harms to others as well. Most people who use drugs do not experience significant harms from that use. There are some who do, and drug addiction can be a factor leading to other offenses as well. There are interventions, however, that could help remedy that. So by addressing addiction as a factor that could increase the likelihood of crime, we should really address this issue at the heart of offending early on to prevent that harm from being done and from any harm being caused.
That was Dr. Yasik Kawodier from the NZ Drug Foundation about the need for drug law reform.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.